This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP, 1-2 Weight Loss Structure. Accountability results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP1weightloss.com. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Todd Reirden, new head coach of the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8. Mike Rizzo at 9. For the 4th of July, the Stanley Cup was in Bethesda. They had a big charity event with John Carlson and the Cup yesterday. We actually all had the opportunity to MC the event.
Yeah.
It was hard on 4th of July.
I politely passed because I was
You weren't here and we didn't. I figured there was a zero chance you'd want to do it.
Well, you're right, but it's not like I was asked.
Wait, why bother?
Yeah.
If you know the answer.
You're right.
You were at MGM all day.
Well, not all day, but I mean, I had to leave for MGM around 5 o'clock. It didn't really work for me.
We did the neighborhood pool thing. They had the 4th of July pool bash, and they opened up the rock climbing wall on 4th of July. We have a rock climbing wall, like, in new neighborhood, a lot of new neighborhoods, they'll build, you know, a very nice clubhouse. There's a yoga room in there. They have exercise classes during the week.
Sounds
and then there's
bougie,
the pool.
Bougie over there.
There's the pool. There's only one tennis court. A couple things about my neighborhood that irk me. Who builds one tennis court?
It
there should at least
you.
Be two.
Tennis is dying.
it's just built one. It's a sole tennis court.
If you have, you got one.
Eric, and the playground
I watched
is
a lot of Wimbledon yesterday.
Did you?
Right?
Yeah.
But so... So we had the rock climbing wall, so it's a little odd. It's only usually open on Saturdays from 11 till 3, I believe. They give you 4 hours a week.
Do they put the kids like in harnesses? Is there somebody like supervising?
Yes.
Okay, obviously.
Although the kid supervising, I mean, he's just it looked like he was 17 or 18.
Big giant liability to be climbing a rock wall.
No, but Dylan goes up there, and he goes up there a few times. It's entertaining. And then we had food from Ted's Montana Grill. The line couldn't have been longer for the burgers.
Yeah.
Once the burgers came out, I actually went over there, didn't eat lunch.
Hamburger.
I'm waiting for those burgers, and then the line was just ridiculous.
Sure.
Everybody
free
was
food.
Going to free food.
Because everybody's paying
free burgers.
Everybody's paying sky high mortgages in your fancy neighborhood. They want free food whenever they can get it.
So Ted's Montana, there's one grill, and then they were like slider size,
of course.
Speaking
of food, there's nothing grosser on July 4th than watching the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
How does that guy do
even
it?
Watch
First
it?
Of all, it just shines the biggest spotlight on the fact that, look, I love being American. I love it. I love living in the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
But we're gluttons. I mean, let's be honest. We're a gluttonous society that we're putting Joey Chestnut and people of his ilk, well, not of his ilk because he's silly. He's like, They did a running.
But he's not fat.
He's not fat.
He's like a looks normal.
I know, but it's gluttonous.
He's not fat.
But you know what? Did you watch it?
That's a, doing it because he loves hot dogs.
For like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
he's just got a bizarre skill that he's translating into money.
He has a skill set. They did a rolling list of what he's the world record holder in eating, and it lasted for like 45 seconds.
Yesterday, I had a cookout. For July 4th, so Joey Chestnut pounded 74 hot dogs.
Right. In 10 minutes, and buns!
I know that he dips the buns, makes it work. I had one hamburger, no bun,
hamburger,
and half a piece of corn, and I was full.
That was it?
I mean, I eat throughout the day. I'm always eating a little bit throughout the day, but I was like, if I eat any more, I'll start belching, and I'm full.
I always have
he
to
had
have
more
a,
bread in 10 minutes.
I always
have
to have a
year.
Hot dog on July 4th.
Yeah, it's a go-to.
Yeah, gotta have a hot
standard.
Dog.
I had a cheeseburger. Actually, it was a bison burger because it's from Ted's Montana Grill, and that's kind of what they specialize
Silly,
in.
Silly, Ted Turner. That's his spot. I had big steaks. Got some big steaks at Safeway. Some big old T-bones and porterhouses.
I still have some of the palm steaks.
Oh, you do?
Hold
Ship
on.
Them.
They're still frozen? You've had them frozen this long since Christmas?
Yeah,
that's fine.
They'll be mediocre.
No, that's
fine. Now,
they're
very good
quality.
They'll
be silly.
But you've had them in your freezer for 6+ months.
They'll be fine. Give them to me. I'll eat them.
Oh, so will I.
I'll crush those things.
Those things are good.
Like, fat.
They are so fat.
They are those fatties. There's no doubt about it.
I think Timmy should hook us up some more.
But the hot dog eating contest.
Always begging.
It's gross. It's gross.
Hey, you know Tiger came into the Palm when he was here?
No.
Red Quicken Loans?
Which one? The one in Tyson's?
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. He was in there. Having his steak.
Did he marvel at the Junk's caricature when he walked in?
Sure he didn't notice. So with this chestnut thing, he ate 74 in 10 minutes, you said?
At first they reported that. I think
73.
They shorted him. Yeah, they shorted him.
Is that the most he's ever eaten?
I think it was the world record.
He just keeps breaking his own records.
I guess.
He's won 11 in the last 12 years.
I don't know how he lost the one year.
How'd he lose the
what
one year?
What happened to the Asian guy that used to be pretty
Kobayashi?
Good? Yeah, what happened to him?
He won't sign a contract with him. He hasn't done it since 2009.
So does he not do competitive eating?
No, he does.
Everywhere else.
It's more of like a
freak not with
show,
Nathan's.
Like a one-off thing.
Oh, he will.
Remember the talk was that he had
his own
two
traveling
stomachs?
Tour. Yeah. I don't know how guys can do that. I mean, do you guys never get full? I mean, I get full.
Yeah, of course.
Just so quickly.
It looks so gross when they dip the bread in. Like, how do you just eat soggy buns?
Dude, those guys they train for it. That's what they do.
I don't think it looks going so gross. It would make me throw up.
Did you have a burger or a dog yesterday?
I had
hamburger.
Steak, actually.
Oh, look at you. Drabby.
No burger, no dog.
Nachos? Anything?
Chicken?
Were the dry nachos, Drabby?
I had a tuna melt for lunch.
Okay.
And I went to Ford's Fish Shack for dinner.
Oh, nice. Ford's a good spot.
It's great.
Hold on a second. I thought you hated seafood.
Yeah, I'm trying to evolve. And
would you order salmon?
No, fish and chips.
No. Silly fish and chips.
That's so not evolving.
That's British.
Fish and chips.
They said it was their best seller.
Their fish and chips
are
good.
The white trash noobs like you.
It's nothing like fish and chips on July 4th.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking the cheapest like cod and throwing it in a deep fryer.
It was silly, Rick.
I mean, I like fish and chips, too, but you're talking about evolving, you're eating fish and chips.
I just nubbed it. I had a cheeseburger and a dog and some cucumber salad and baked beans.
That sounds like the baked beans.
It was what? Yesterday, this is so embarrassing. I don't even know why I bring it up. But yesterday, our friends call up my wife, our friend Caroline. She says, I left the oven on.
Mm.
Can you go turn it off?
Because why would they go?
They went to like some party that was
right. And she
a couple
just remembered,
hours away.
She just remembered.
They didn't want to burn the house down.
They had baked beans in the oven.
Right.
Okay.
So I said, yeah, I'll go because I was going to pick up my TV. Right. I got my TV yesterday.
Right.
65 inch.
Right. It's hand-me-down.
It's hand-me-down.
Scratch.
When's it going on the wall?
I don't know. I got to figure that out.
Somebody who knows how to do it comes over.
He hooked me with a mount, though, so he hooked me a little bit. Anyway. So I go over and I go turn off their oven.
Yeah.
But when I'm leaving their house, I get this wave.
Oh, you went and crushed their toilet?
No, it was kind of as I'm leaving.
Yeah. And how far away is this from your house?
It's like a mile.
So you have to get in the car.
But right across the street. They live right across the street from my friends, Rick and Andrew McSorley.
Rick.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I'll just go into Rick's house. Because I knew Rick and Andrew.
Why didn't you just go in the empty house?
It's a mile away and you had your car?
From my house?
Yes.
Yeah, but I couldn't wait.
Dude, you went to a neighbor's house. You were just in a house.
I know, but I had just closed the garage, and I was getting into my truck, and I start to get this wave.
Yeah, but I would go back into the empty house.
I felt more comfortable going into McSorley's house because I've been there before, and I know where their bathrooms
are. You
know
the layout.
The bathroom's just in the hallway.
I know, but you understand, I just felt more comfortable going into their house.
I don't understand it, but that's okay.
And I knew they weren't home.
Oh, the McSorleys weren't home,
they
too.
They weren't home either?
No, they're at Penn State for the 4th.
So what'd you do? You call them for their code?
No, I know their code.
Oh,
God. I go over there and take care of the dog all the time.
Yeah.
The code's deuce.
Yeah, you're like a house guest.
But it gets worse. So I go into their house.
Did the dog growl at you?
Do they have an alarm?
No.
They have an alarm or anything you have to disarm?
No, I just punch the code in and walk in.
What's the dog's name? Nittany Lion?
Coda. I pet Coda and I go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I literally couldn't stop. So I just go to the bathroom and I look over, no TP. I'm zippy. I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst time. So I had to go.
Is it a disaster? Was it one
yes,
of those? It was
yes.
a disaster.
But
yes. Like soupy.
Could you have gone to the other
bathrooms? It was Anita's breakfast burritos going through me.
But wait a second. You had time to pet the dog.
So to me,
real quick, hey,
you have time to go to a different bathroom. They have to have four bathrooms in the house.
I know, but you understand, I went into the bathroom, and I'm not thinking that they don't have ATP.
You already sat down.
Nobody checks your toilet paper first.
Especially when you have a wave.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop.
Plus, the closer you get to the bathroom, your body starts.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels it. Right. It knows.
It knows where you are.
And my stomach really hurt. It was just awful.
It was acting.
And so I do my business.
Yeah. And then
I realize there's no TP.
Panic.
I panic.
Yeah.
And I looked over at this little basket they had. They had one paper towel. Just one.
Right.
I did, but that wasn't enough.
That was just to cover.
So I had my shorts off.
Do the McSorley's need to go to Costco?
Yeah, it sounds like they need to go. I texted him. I was like, what are you doing?
Make a groceries run.
Yeah, it gets worse.
I like how Jason texted the McSorley's like they did something wrong.
You have to
have
toilet
vacation.
Paper in
yeah.
your. You have to have TP in your bathroom.
He's kind of right. House. They're on vacation.
You never know when the part-time dog sitter is going to come in and need to go to the bathroom.
I was worried about that too, by the way, just out of curiosity,
because had the McSorley's done this to you,
yeah.
when you're on vacation, they would have walked into a sauna.
True, it would have been 82 degrees in there.
By the way, it's not good to use paper towel in the sewage.
I know, but I was desperate.
What are you going to do?
So my shorts are off.
And it's not your house, so.
I just had my t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're porky pigging.
And I had to go like this. I had to squeeze my butt cheeks. Right? All the way. I had to go downstairs to the basement bathroom.
Please tell me no toilet paper there.
No TP in the basement. So I go to two bathrooms, got no TP in the main level, got no TP in the basement level.
The kid's about to win the Heisman Trophy. They don't have toilet paper.
They can't afford it, apparently. So, I mean, that's how bad it was. So I finally just say, all right, F it, and I just grabbed some paper towels off the kitchen counter.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, you're a desperate man.
So you didn't go upstairs. You didn't dabble with their upstairs. Their bedroom bathroom.
No, because
I got to believe that's where there would be toilet paper.
Maybe.
And
but
it seems like you know the layout of the house. You probably know where their pantry is. I know where everything is.
Yeah,
or their laundry room.
Been there a million times. But I couldn't squeeze my butt cheeks together for more than like a couple minutes because I was afraid that something I was going to have a mess.
So you texted Rick.
So I finally used the toilet or the paper towels. And then I went up to their shower and I had to take a shower. That's what I do.
Yeah, because you get nice and fresh.
Yes.
It's okay.
I mean, when it's really bad like that.
You then use their towels. You had a whole thing.
I did.
I mean, you did far worse.
I used their paper towels and their towels.
If I'm the McSorley's, I'm changing that code.
I mean, how many people? I don't know any of my neighbors' passcodes to get into their houses.
He doesn't know about the shower part yet.
You didn't tell him that?
I didn't tell him that.
Where did you put the towel? You just used his towel?
And I just refolded it.
You put it back.
But it was clean. I was just drying myself off.
Yeah, I'm sure you dried it in there, too.
Well, yeah, but it was clean at that point.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was a complete mess.
Right.
What kind of soap did you use? They have bar soap or
liquid?
They had liquid soap.
You used his bar.
Like body wash.
You used his bar.
No, it was body wash. I hooked it.
You just squeezed it on your hand, then it went all over the place.
Does anybody else do that?
Number one, Jason has more bowel issues than anybody I know because he's had to pull over on the side of a road. Yeah.
Yesterday I definitely had an issue.
I mean, I'm sorry. If you can't get back to your home 1 mile away.
I couldn't. Don't you think I would have? Don't you think I would have?
I just think I would have.
You have enough ability to pet a dog.
I would have gone to the house where I got the stuff out of the oven. I would have just went there. You added like this third house.
I'm telling you, because the wave didn't hit me until I had already closed the garage and I was getting into my truck. And the McSorley's house is literally right across the street. Right.
Waves make you think crazy things.
Yeah, it's true.
So I said, F it. I know they're not home. I'll just pull in their driveway real quick, run in, and take care of it. And that's when I realized there was no TP.
Can you read us his text response?
He didn't respond.
Oh, he didn't respond.
I just sent it this morning.
Well, he's probably changing the code to his house.
They're out of town all the time. They rely on me to take care of the dog.
So are you actually in charge of their dog while they're away?
Sometimes.
But not this time?
No.
So somebody else could have come in while you were porky pigging around the house.
But I went over there earlier to bring my dog so my dog could play with their dog. You understand?
Yeah.
So
was he aware of that too?
Yeah, I texted his wife.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell him that I used their shower. I'm going to tell him
right
now.
And you used his towel.
Used his towel.
Like, you didn't go into, the closet and get, a fresh towel, for guests or for the next round of cleaning.
No, you the shower that was on the rack.
Yeah, it was on the rack.
So you used Rick's towel.
Well, I don't know who uses it.
Or the wife.
Or Andrea, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, what's worse, that Jason's using their shower and towel and everything?
And then folded it back up, and they're not going to know.
Or he's walking around their house butt naked.
Right. Probably with some drips.
That's what I was worried about.
Did you?
That's
did
why
you,
I couldn't go upstairs before.
The paper towels.
Yeah, yes.
Right. Did you did you check? Did you check around to see?
No, I was pretty sure. I think I was pretty
sure. I mean,
clean.
You know, like OJ was pretty sure, too, but there was some
There was drips everywhere.
Yeah, there was drips.
Right. You could blame it on the dog.
Yeah, I guess.
So that was my disaster yesterday on July 4th.
He had some close friends, though. I mean, he knows everybody's codes.
That's weird.
A mile away from your house.
You don't know anybody's codes?
Not really.
Cakes, you do. Your neighbor does. You talked about it yesterday.
He knows my code. I don't know his code.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't ask you to take care of something in his house?
No, because he knows I'm an idiot when it comes to taking care of things.
Right.
And he can do everything.
What, am I on another planet that I know my buddy's
I don't think so.
Code to get in the garage?
It just shows you got
Is
a lot of good friends
only
around
one,
there.
Or do you know several? Like, do you have a whole cadre of
How
homes
How many people's
that you
houses
get into?
Could you poop in if you had to?
At least three.
You could? At least three?
Next door neighbor, Mark, and his wife, Susie, and then Caroline. Yeah, three.
Right. Yeah,
it's
good.
I just thought that my buddy Rick would have toilet paper in more than one bathroom.
Did he have toilet paper in their actual...
The master? I didn't check.
You should have put
a shower there.
Yeah, but the stall was in a separate room.
At that point, he had already taken care of it with the paper towels, and now he just needed a full shower.
Yeah, I just need a quick... It was a quick shower.
It was.
You should quick rinse off.
You should have been a nice friend and put TP on the rolls for him.
We would have to go in the garage. You have to go find wherever he doesn't know where they keep the spare toilet paper.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you're nitpicking now. You're nitpicking. I just wanted to get in and get out.
What about do you keep a roll of toilet paper in your car or truck?
That's you probably
you
should do
you
that.
Should probably start no, doing that.
Who does that?
Well, but you always have issues.
Who does that? Who keeps TP in their truck?
Not many people.
Valdez has an emergency supply.
Okay, he's on an island. No one does that.
Sometimes I keep it in
a Holocaust.
I keep it in my golf bag.
Don't you have emergency supplies?
Yeah, I have crackers and everything because you never know when your car may veer off the side of the road and you're stranded and rescuers can't get
to you. Right, you're upside down in a ravine somewhere.
Did you guys read the story about the Thai kids? They're stuck in the cage.
Yeah. They're still there.
I didn't really read it. I mean, I just heard a 10-second blurb. How'd they get in there? Like a football team is in there?
No, it's a soccer team.
Soccer team?
It's a youth soccer team.
Nobody's died. Everyone's alive.
They've been in there 11 days or something.
And how are they? They're just eating. They're drinking the water.
They're bringing them supplies at this point.
No, now. But before that, how did they survive 11 days?
I don't know.
Not sure. I think they survived
drinking the water that's running through
days,
there.
Maybe without.
I don't think you can survive 7 days without.
They're probably drinking dirty cave water to stay alive.
Yeah. I know this,
that they say that they can teach some of the kids, or I guess all of the kids, to scuba dive, but then they have to go through a couple miles.
Yeah, it's butt treacherous.
I'm sorry. I'm waiting for them to drill through.
Yeah, I don't understand. How did they get to some place that was untenable? How did they get where they are?
Well, I guess they went into the caves. The caves filled up with water, and they can't get out.
They were just sightseeing. They went on a little hike, and they didn't realize where they were going. They got caught. And maybe there was a flash flood or something.
And now they're effed.
Well, I mean, they're going to survive. They're going to get them out, but they could have been.
All right, remember, Todd Reirden, head coach of the Washington Capitals, he'll join us at 8 o'clock. And Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9, all right here on the Junkies.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
And
but
Bish Bucks is on top of the World Cup.
I saw that. The theatrics from Neymar are almost
That's the worst part of soccer, and I'm not sure if they do this in high school or college or even MLS, but the flopping is just the worst thing I've ever
seen.
It's
out of control.
And I think Neymar's the worst.
Why don't they ban that?
Well, they sometimes they'll card you.
They should.
for faking.
I mean, guys will get grazed on their ankle and they'll fall down and act like they broke their leg.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll sprint back on defense
two seconds
later.
Of course. It's the worst part of soccer. It's awful.
Now, Neymar, I think, has been fouled more than anybody else in the World Cup. But, man, does he look like he was shot in the face several times.
Flopping is followed. It's a close second. Ending games on penalty kicks. And I know the guys are tired. I get it.
I don't know what else you can do.
They can't play for 200 minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the solution is. Maybe, you know, every...
How many substitutions
can you... Maybe every 3 or 4 minutes into overtime, you pluck a guy off each team.
Maybe you can do unlimited substitutions.
You get one more in extra time.
Okay.
Or you just start plucking guys off each team as time goes on until you get down to, like, I don't know, 6-on-6.
I don't know, but think about it.
It's wide open.
Well, that's even more running. Then that's even more running.
Yeah, that means something's going to open up
pretty quickly.
I mean, they give them... They do the extra 30 minutes, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I don't have the answer. Soccer Cakes does not have the answer.
I feel like when they get
the
extra
30
minutes... First of all, the extra 30 minutes is annoying because it's not sudden death. So if a team scores, a team theoretically can come back and score.
No, you're right.
But more often than not, once it hits that extra... Right, whenever it hits that extra 30 minutes, it just goes to...
I mean, think about kicks. There have been nil-nil games through 90 minutes.
Sure.
So you could do another 90 minutes without a score. I mean, that's just too much.
Good. Let them keep playing.
When they get to it, it is exciting, though. I mean, it's a shame that it ends on that, but it is exciting.
I actually lost power. The last shootout was England, right?
Yes.
And it started storming right during the... like maybe 10 minutes before the shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw Harry Kane. Is he the star for England?
A-Wod?
Yes.
The Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
Yep. Yeah.
He nets his penalty kick. And then I lost power for a while. I was like, this blows. I watched the whole damn game and the shootout, but it actually came back on by the time it was like the fourth person up.
The guy for Colombia just missed a wide open net and hit the top of the post.
Yep, hit the crossbar.
Hit the crossbar. Oh my gosh! I know it can happen. He just felt awful.
I said this the other day. The guys that go for the middle, and Kane did that once. That's just the ballsiest play. You're just guessing that the goalie's diving, and you're going right where the goalie was standing.
Doesn't the goalie usually dive one?
Usually
one
dives.
Way or the other?
Yeah, but then a lot of times they can still kick up their leg.
What I notice they're doing more than ever is they're slowing down. They're changing speeds and slowing down. Slow motion, right? Because they're just waiting.
Because you're not
allowed
to stop your motion, but
they're going as slow as they possibly can without stopping to get that goalie to go one way or the other.
They're doing the Matt Hendricks paralyzer trick when he used to play for the Caps back in the day.
Right.
When he'd freeze the goalies.
Good pull.
It's a good move.
Is Hendrick still around?
I believe he's still grinding it out in the NHL as of this most recent season.
So what is tomorrow's game?
Tomorrow you got two games. You got Uruguay and France, and you've got Brazil-Belgium.
Brazil-Belgium's going to be a powerhouse game.
I need France. I need A-Wad, France. A-Wad has France. I need France to beat Valdez because Valdez is right on my tail in the pool.
And Uruguay may not have their star.
This is Matt Valdez.
And then, of course, I think the winner of the Brazil-Belgium game, Drabby, is going to win the pool. Because you have Brazil and I got Belgium.
It's looking that way. Yeah, and Cavani's out.
Cavani, is he definitely out?
Who's Cavani play for?
Uruguay.
Who's the favorite right now? If you had to reseed right now, who would be the favorite?
Oh, probably Brazil still.
Brazil.
I'd say France is probably the favorite.
Brazil hasn't given up any goals.
Look like as explosive, though, as the other
but their defense
Brazilian
is better.
Teams that I've seen.
Well, Belgium hasn't lost yet, right? Isn't Belgium 4-0?
Yes.
France had that silly 19-year-old. That kid could fly.
Mbappe?
Right.
He's kind of silly.
Mbappe.
That's a great 2-2, by the way.
So we need the French to take care of the beeswax, and we need Belgium tomorrow. That's what we want.
I'm rooting for the English. That's all I have left.
Brazil is plus 225 to win. They are the favorites. Then England, then France.
Okay.
And JP, by the way, the reason they don't do the golden goal, which you're talking about, is because they found out that teams just completely sit back for those next 30 minutes. Like they won't
just
do anything.
Just wait for PKs.
Yeah, they'll just wait.
Ah.
With the time, it gives them a little bit of incentive that they can come back.
So you can take some chances.
Take some chances, yeah.
Take some chances.
Well, a lot of flaws. Just like I said, the one thing that really irks me is just the flopping.
Just enjoy soccer over the next 10 days because you won't watch it for another 4
days. Did you see the American ratings?
My counter is the golden goal, no penalty kick. So you could say they just completely set back, but at some point you win by a goal in 11-on-11.
You could do that, but then again, you risk wearing out the guys. They play for 400 minutes,
right? And then they got to come back 2 days later.
The game just gets progressively worse. I think they've got it figured out pretty
well. I'll probably, do they do the World Cups every 2 years with the men and women? So females?
Probably.
Women will play in 2 years?
Most likely, yeah.
Is that the way it goes? That's when I'll watch it again.
2020?
You saw the American ratings were down. Did I see like 56% or something? Some like absurd number because there's no American team.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel like that here because we're paying attention to it.
Well, the number one city in America watching it, though, is D.C.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Drabby's saying the Women's World Cup is next year.
It is, 2019.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch next year.
Are we still going to have, like, Alex Morgan? Is she still going to be playing?
She's
still one of the sillies?
Yeah, she is. And they have Sydney LaRue. That's another silly.
Yeah. She just had a kid, though, like a year or two ago, right? I think so.
Yeah.
What about the two chicks that were in the ESPN body issue?
I don't remember.
I think Megan Rapinoe is too old.
Plus, she's getting too controversial now.
Yeah.
And Hope Solo, she's finished, right?
Cooked.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the worst
she's too busy beating
TV
up
day
her boyfriends
of the year for sports.
Yesterday?
I know there was baseball on early, but really nobody cares about that. They were showing something on ESPN called Spike Ball for hours.
Oh, really?
They also showing Cornhole.
Cornhole.
I told you,
Cornhole
was taken over.
The Hot Dog Championship.
Professional Spike Ball.
That's a huge game on the beach now.
On the beach, yeah. I didn't think on ESPN. Yeah. And then they showed United States Soccer League games.
USL.
I think so. It was like Indianapolis versus Ottawa.
Freddie Adu.
So they were showing the minor leagues.
Minor league soccer.
They have a lot of networks. They have a lot of time to fill.
In the Colt Stadium. Looked hard.
I finally saw the last four episodes of The Staircase because everyone's been hyping it up.
Did some binge watching.
He pleaded he took an Alfred plea. Yes. At the end of the run.
People who think that it was an owl. That's, by the way, the theory going around.
Yeah, the owl theory is huge on Reddit. They mentioned it for one second.
What's the owl theory?
Well, did you see The Staircase at all? There's a woman
I saw it a while ago, and then I tried to rewatch it.
A guy's accused of killing his wife, throwing her down the stairs, whatever. She had these
And by
vicious,
the way, he had done it before.
He had done it in Europe or 15, something.
16
yeah.
years oh, really? Before. So Another, that's why it's called The Staircase, because 16 years prior, a woman who wasn't his wife, I think it was his friend's wife
or something,
who he happened to be visiting that night.
She died down a staircase.
So that's his MO. That's his bit.
That's why they did
but
the show.
But the problem is, so this woman dies, and she's found at the bottom of the stairs. He apparently was like by the pool.
That's his alibi is he was outside at the pool.
Yeah, drinking wine at the pool. But there's a pool of blood. Like, it's an unbelievable scene for someone to fall downstairs. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, the theory is that he beat the crap out of her and then, you know, maybe threw her down at the end. But her head had no skull fractures, but she had these vicious cuts in her skull. Like, they shaved her head.
And they claim it was, like, from the talon of an owl.
They were saying.
That's the conspiracy.
That was the Reddit theory, was that an owl attacked her.
Apparently there were owl attacks in that area.
Because how else could you have these vicious wounds in your head
and
no skull fractures?
And they didn't highlight this. This is what editing does.
No skull fractures.
And by the way, supposedly he was banging one of the editors.
Well, he's also
Michael
banging.
Peterson
he was also banging dudes. You know,
okay, yes.
He's bisexual.
Yes, but apparently
sounds like he's got a lot going on.
He had a lot
they
going
didn't
on.
Mention this until one of those last episodes that there were signs of strangulation. They never mentioned that for like all the episodes
did they
that
say
I watched.
Why didn't they mention it?
Because the editors want you to think.
What's
that
the guy's
maybe
name? Michael Peterson.
Oh,
hold on, he was banging one of the editors of The Staircase.
I think so.
Shady.
He's so shady.
Yeah.
I think he 100% did it.
Of course.
I don't understand the no skull fractures and the vicious wounds.
Who knows?
Usually,
he
had last
sex
time I
with
checked,
one of the editors.
By the way, an owl tends to attack like a mouse. And not a human being.
Or a small dog.
Not something that's 100 right. times larger than they are.
Look it up. Michael Peterson relationship with one of the filmmakers.
Okay. Oh, I just put sex with editor. So I should put with sex with filmmaker?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's an assistant director. I don't know. For some reason, I think it's an editor.
Right.
But they didn't highlight things which would make it obvious he did it. Which, by the way, the whole thing is... It's always the husband.
Always.
Right.
It's always the husband or the boyfriend.
They didn't highlight the fact that he got like over $1 million in her life insurance policy.
Yeah, 90% of the time, you're right.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, though. He, like OJ, kind of got hooked because a bunch of people, like the people that were pulling the evidence and everything, they doctored the evidence.
I understand.
They did fake experiments to make their hypothesis seem correct.
That I understand.
So he got hooked.
And now he did serve some prison time, I think.
8 years.
Yeah. But he's out and about now.
Yeah, he'd be
banging the editor.
Jason, you know what an Alford plea is?
No.
That's when you plead guilty, but you say you're only doing it to be done with it. You're not really pleading guilt. You're not admitting guilt. You're saying, I did it, but I'm only pleading this because I want to be done with this.
All right. I'm tired of spending money on my defense attorneys.
And then they sentence you to time
attorneys.
Served or whatever. And you're.
So what does he get? What's his penalty?
Well, he's free.
Oh, my God.
He's free.
So it's basically unsolved.
It's basically unsolved.
Oh, it's solved. He did it.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, but if he's walking around doing it, I mean, walking around after this Alford plea.
He got away with murder.
Yeah. He got away with basically. Murder. Kind of. I mean, you know, it ruined his life. He looks like he's 100.
He loves the Papa Roach smash.
He's, yeah, here it is.
He's the, Busto.
He
better be Busto and out of prison.
It says here the latest twist is he had a relationship with the show's editor. That'll affect what you see. I'm telling you, they slid it in there at the very end. If you watch that show,
she better
or maybe
keep her
I missed
a swivel,
it.
Or she's going to wind up in a pool of blood.
They made
at the
it seem
the
like the blood that there wasn't any splatter, like any blood on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then one of the episodes, they kind of slid that in, like there was. Prosecutors at least alleged that, and they made it seem like there wasn't any signs of trauma to her. And then they slid in that there was signs of strangulation, like one of those last episodes. You didn't catch that. Where the prosecutor was saying that there were signs of strangulation?
No.
Yeah.
Because I was falling asleep, to be honest with you. Because I
only watched it because my wife was into it.
I binged the last four.
My wife was so into it. And I'm like, the guy did it. It's like, what are you wasting your time for?
Yeah. That's a show. Anyway.
Oh, and Cakes, and the one in Europe. So the first one was like his buddy's wife. And the buddy had passed away, and he and his wife would go over there for dinner, and I think they had a child or something like that, and so they remained friends. And it was weird. His wife left to leave the husband there with this woman so he could help with the dishes or whatever. Next morning, she's found at the bottom of the staircase dead.
Right.
And then fast forward 15 years later, and it happens again.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
Yeah, I'm sure an owl did.
And supposedly, the first case, the woman died. They did like an autopsy, and they thought it was a brain hemorrhage or something like that. But then they went back and did the investigation, and sure enough, these prosecutors at least allege, oh, well, there actually was trauma.
Right.
And you look at like the blood spatter. He had a pattern. Now, it's weird when a pattern's separated by 15 years, but... wasn't a stupid owl.
They also caught him lying because at first he said his wife knew that he kind of, it was like unspoken, like she knew he was creeping with dudes on his side. But then later he's like, yeah, I was hiding it. Of course I was hiding it. So I mean, he's a big liar.
And he also, again, they didn't highlight it. He got over $1 million in a life insurance policy.
Well, it didn't help him.
Him
because
or
he's
Awan. Who's a bigger liar?
I don't know, man.
Photo finish.
Did he ever get the money?
I'm sure he got the money.
And it went right to the defense
attorney.
All lawyers.
So. Oh, yeah. Busto.
It's your money. You paid for it.
Is the word they use.
True. But is it better to be Busto and out of prison?
Yes. It is. But he was living a charmed life before. Right, shouldn't have killed his dumb wife.
Of course he shouldn't. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
But he all got away with it, Cakes.
He did get away with it.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Todd Reirden, coach of the Capitals, the new head coach, will join us at 8 o'clock. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember Blink, who did the Capitol song during the Capitals run?
I do, yes.
Oh, for the he's calling.
He's calling. I don't know if he has a Nats song, but Awad said that Blink's been blowing up Awad's phone, and he's calling into our show. I think Awad filmed him when he went out there.
I have some good background music for Blink if he wants for the Nats. You'd like to do a tune to this?
Still a little early, Cakes.
Add some words, possibly.
Don't want to bury him yet, Cakes. All right, let's go to our guy, Blink. Blink,
just
what's up?
Thought.
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Oh man, I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. I'm telling myself to keep telling myself that y'all my brothers from another mother. I hope y'all just channel in on that. We're going to just go so many further places than this Capitol series. This is going to be crazy. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys, first of all, about the Nats thing. I think we get this Bryce Harper thing situated, things will move forward. Second of all, the Wizards thing, Howard thing, I hope that he can come here and try to just be a man and do what he can. Don't be busting no balls figuratively or literally speaking. Other than that, my man JB, don't be mad about the bowel movement situation or embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a situation that happened to me myself, personally. I was leaving from my man's house after a late night real quick, going down the street, couldn't get off his street before I had a, try to go back to his house. He ain't answering the phone. He might have had a girlfriend up the stairs in his house.
Right.
I'm knocking on the door. I try to let it's on. I want to
Blink.
Blink called in. He wanted to do a duty start.
he's done. Blink's done.
That was bad, yeah, bad phone screen.
If you missed it, Jason had a really good story.
He wanted to talk about Bryce.
No, he wanted to do a duty story.
Yeah,
that's his way of getting
in. That's what he really wanted to do.
That's his
terrible phone screen.
But if you missed it, you got to get the podcast. Jason had a classic story right about 7 o'clock.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just that I can't relate to.
Yeah, well, sometimes it happens.
Blink may have to be banned for at least a month after that call.
I would agree.
All right, so we're going to have new Caps coach Todd Reardon next in the 8 o'clock hour, right? At 9, we're going to have – that'll be easy, right? That'll be easy. No, the Reardon.
Oh, Reardon, yeah. But Riz won't be easy.
The Rizzo one's going to be interesting. He always comes in, and I promise you, he will be cheery.
Yeah.
Because he always starts up. Hey, guys,
upbeat.
How are you?
Hey,
trying
fellas.
To be,
how
trying
you
to
doing,
be upbeat, upbeat, probably try to steer the interview in an upbeat direction. But this is going to be a difficult one to do. Because it's impossible to be upbeat right now. I don't know how he can.
But his answers are going to be the same. He believes in the back of the baseball card. He's very supportive of Davey Martinez.
My question will be this. I do have this question for him. Is there any scenario where he could see the Nats being sellers at the trade deadline?
R-I-Z-Z-O.
And I think he's going to say no, no way. Because the trade deadline, when is it?
Yeah.
It's not that far 31st, away.
31st, yeah. He won't say that.
End of July.
He's not going to give that.
There's no way where he's going to say. Is there a scenario?
They might add. They're not going to give up anything.
I don't think they would either. But let's just say he won't even play this out as a hypothetical. But what if they continued at this rate, right? So what have they gone? 6-18 in their last 24 or something like that? 6-16?
5-17.
They're 9-20 in their last 29.
So let's say they go 18-40.
Oh, well, then it's a disaster year.
Right. So is he a seller then?
Well, he might not admit it, but
is he a seller if he's doing his job
as a GM, which he does very well, he would at least have to consider it. He would have to consider it.
Especially
right?
some of these guys who.
How could you not?
Their contracts are up.
Right.
Well, no one's going to want
Murph.
Not
anybody wants Murph, right?
Well, namely Bryce.
But they would want Bryce.
But let's say Murph gets his back going a little bit. An American League team might want him.
But before the deadline, there's only a hand. There's only 23 games.
Well,
left.
That's what I'm saying. Roughly at that same rate. If they went,
if they went
5-17 or whatever the hell.
So if they went 5-17 next 22.
Whatever.
And they're like 12 games out.
Yeah. Will you be a seller? Could you see a scenario? Is there a scenario where you would be a seller at the trade deadline?
Maybe something like that.
Because that's what people are asking. What fans are saying is, if we're going to be poop and they look like they're poop, why don't we at least get something for Bryce?
Well, who are you? Okay. I don't see that because I don't believe that they're going to go 5-17. I think they're going to turn around a little bit.
They go 500 and they're 10 games back? So if they continue to play.
Yeah, and they're 10 games out.
Yeah, but then they're only 5 out of the wild card. They're not going to be
sellers.
Yeah,
but they might be 8 or 9 back from the wild card then. If they play 500 ball, and they are 52-53.
If it's obvious that they're not going to make the postseason, then maybe. I don't see them selling Bryce. I don't think they're going to trade Bryce, but maybe they sell another piece. I just don't see that happening.
Well,
the schedule is too good for them coming up in the next 25 games, where I don't see them having just a horrific rest of July.
Right. But it's taken a catastrophic turn.
June was a disaster.
No one expected
June was a disaster, in particular, I think, the last couple weeks.
June, or at the start of June, with the Caps playing like they did, I was starting to say that thing about the Bostonian run. And I actually, somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio. I think it was our guy Peter from Burke. And I responded, well, you know, Bostonian run, to me, it's not like the Bruins, Red Sox, Celtics, and Patriots won every year. They just kind of spread it out. A Nats turn doesn't necessarily have to be this year. This could just be a lost year.
Could just be a bad year.
Since the Caps have raised the cup, it kind of coincides with the catastrophe.
Well, Cakes points to the seminal moment of Bryce wearing the Golden Knights jersey.
Yep. Look at his numbers since he wore the Golden Knights jersey to Cap One Arena. They're not good.
They got the Marlins four times here. They go to Pittsburgh. Now, that won't be easy because, you know, Pittsburgh's not horrible, but I believe they have a losing record. Then they go to the Mets. I know. But then they go to the Mets for four. And the Mets are obviously terrible. So you've got 11 games before the All-Star break, and I think they got to get minimum seven out of those 11. If they go 5-6, you know, it kind of depends on what Atlanta and Philly do, but then you might be telling yourself, yeah, let's sell a couple pieces. But it's not going to be Bryce. Well, he's going to trade Bryce.
No, because a team's not going to mortgage their future for Bryce Harper unless they have a long-term deal.
Correct.
Not necessarily. Teams will do that down the stretch. They'll give up a prospect.
If they think he's a prospect,
they give him that last piece. They will do that.
But not,
even if it's
but
just a rental.
I would imagine you would need more than one stud prospect to get Bryce Harper.
I would think so.
Yes, you would.
I would think so.
I mean, I would think you'd have to get like
the thinking has always been, though.
You'd have to get five players.
The thinking has always been that Bryce is going to go for one penny more than he, you know, whoever gives him a penny more, that's where he's going to go. He's going to go to the highest bidder, ultimately. And the Nats aren't going to probably be the highest bidder because, you know, they're just not. They're not in that business generally being the highest bidder.
And then why would you when you have Robles and Soto?
Yeah, right. So if he's ultimately going to sign elsewhere, then why not?
All right, Capitals, of course, won the Stanley Cup, but they do have a new head coach, Todd Reirden. He'll join us next here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.